And you have the invitation to listen to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM. Good morning, Abosheni, Molweni, Lochani, Saubona, Tubela, trust to find you well. Machelonia Avudi, goeiemorgen, gaan het goed met jou, waar jy ook al is. We're a Christian radio station, unashamedly so, proclaiming to the ends of the earth that Jesus is God, the Redeemer of all mankind. Every man has got a God, but it is only Jesus that is truly God. He says in His Word so often, Old Testament, New Testament, there is no other. There is none other. He is the one and only true God. And so, from the north to the south, the east to the west, in the precious name of this God that we worship, the true God of heaven and earth, our Redeemer, our Lord and our Savior, what a privilege to greet you. You're truly Van and Rousseau behind the microphone, and the Lord has laid a special word on my heart to share with you this morning. Normally, we start our broadcasts here at the Radio Pulpit, the live broadcasts, that is, at 6 o'clock, and always a privilege to start this day with God's word. Thy word is truth. John 17:17. Sanctify them by your word. And so by God's word, we are sanctified. We are washed. We are cleansed. And if you want to know what the Lord is saying, it's simple. Read His word. It suffices from Genesis to the maps. And it can train you. It can teach you. It can lead you. It can give you advice. It's the blueprint for living here on earth. It gives you direction. If you're searching for answers, if you're searching for God, you will find Him in the pages of the Bible. No wonder we call it God's Word. I want to ask you a question, and I'm not even sure how to start this, but the fact remains that what I'm about to share with you, I think so many of us, in so many different ways, as we walk through life, we see others that's not walking through the trials that you and I are walking. Isn't that true? And we have this thing of, why me, Lord? why not them, Lord? Or we see God working in somebody's life in a beautiful way, even a powerful way, and we think, why is God not working in my life in such a way, in this way? Or vice versa, maybe God is doing something in us, through us, leading us to a mountaintop, and we look around us and we can compare ourselves with others who may not be seeing or being used by God in the same way. I want to take you to a scripture reading where there's a conversation that takes place right after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ being resurrected from the dead. That's how we know that Jesus is God, the first ever to be resurrected from the dead, the Lord Jesus Christ. And here we have a conversation that's taking place between Jesus and Peter. And you know what Peter did at when he warmed himself at the fires of the world? And they said, you are Galilean too. You are with Jesus. You know the story, the cock crowed and Peter that denied Jesus three times. But here you have this conversation of Peter being Jesus speaking to him. And three times Jesus asked him, do you love me? And he says, yes, three times. Jesus actually restoring Peter after that denial. Three times he had the opportunity to say, yes, Lord, yeah, you know, Lord. And then something profound happens. Jesus tells Peter how he would die. Go and read it. You'll find it in John 21, how he would die. And apparently by crucifixion. But you know what happens in Peter's mind? He immediately thinks, how about John? What about John? Okay, so I'm going to die by crucifixion, but what about John? And so he asked Jesus, so what about this man? And Jesus brushed off the question and says, what is it to you? You follow me. You follow me. John 21, 18, 22. It's always good to go to the scriptures and read it in context. And so John 21, 18, it says, truly, truly. It means it's fact. It's there. It's in God's word. It's written up in history. Truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk around wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go. This is the conversation. That's what Jesus is saying to him. This he said, the Bible, to show what kind of death he would glorify God with. And after saying this to him, he said, follow me. And Peter turned and he saw the disciple, I'm reading from John 21, 18, whom Jesus loved, following them. The one who reclining at the table close to him and had said, Lord, who is it that's going to betray you? And when Peter saw him, he said, Jesus, he said to the Lord, Lord, what about this man? And Jesus said to him, if it is my will that he remains until I come, what is it to you? Follow me. Follow me. It's blunt words. It's none of your business. Follow me. You know what? To some of us, it should be sweet words to our ears because we live in a society of role models and even unashamedly, we speak about idols. We idolize somebody. But these words, it's none of your business. Follow me. It's liberating words from the depression bondage of fatal comparing. Don't you agree? You have somebody in your life you wish you could be the same? When you look at Christian magazines, and there are thousands of them. And you go through the ads. You find the avalanche of advertising, ministry suggestions, book after book, conference after conference, DVDs. Do we still use that? Telling you how to succeed in ministry if you're in ministry. And all of them quietly delivering a message that says, you're not making it. You're not making it. Worship could be better. Preaching could be better. Evangelism could be better. Pastoral care could be better. Youth ministry could be better. Cell could be better. In fact, you could be a better Christian. And here are the words. Right at the end, if you buy this, if you go here, if you do that, that QR code, do it this way. And it's adding to the burden. It's adding to the burden. I'm not good enough. I'm not going to make it. And so you find Jesus' blunt words, my brother, my sister, what he said to you. You follow me on this Monday morning, 26th of May, 9 after 6. You follow me. Stop comparing yourselves to others. Peter just heard a very hard word. You will die, Peter, painfully. And you know what his first thoughts was? Comparison. So what about John? and here we sit and we think, Peter, how could you? But we're the same. I'm the same. You are the same. If I have to suffer, will he have to suffer? This is how I do ministry. How are you doing with ministry? If my ministry ends like that, will his end like that? If I go through a lifelong life of fruitful ministry, will he get to? That's just the way we as a sinful world are wired. We as sinners are wired. We compare. And we say to each, you know, I'm not good enough. We crave to know how we're stacking up in comparison to others. And it's amazing. It's amazing when you read John 21, after this whole conversation, what does it do to you? You follow me. Verse 23. Now, remember, this is a private conversation between Peter and Jesus. And here you find verse 23. Then this saying went out amongst the brethren that the disciple would not die. Who told them that? Who told them that? It was supposed to be a private conversation. And still we compare and we compare and we miss the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. You follow me. Forget about the others. The Lord spoke to my heart many years ago. What is it to you? What are you bringing to the table? You follow me. It's not the radio pulpit that you listen to and the voices that you hear on it. We're nothing. What is it to you? You follow the Lord Jesus Christ. God has given you talents and gifts that you can use. And I think there's some kind of high if we can just find somebody less effective than what we are. Ouch. Ouch. Why? Why are we like this? Comparing ourselves to others. You know what? Jesus will not judge me according to my superiority or my inferiority over anybody. No preacher, no church, no ministry. It's not the standard. The Lord Jesus Christ has a work for us to do. Each and every one, a different work, a different calling. What is it to you? Remember Mary, Martha, the one in the kitchen, the one at his feet, the one complaining, missing out on what the Lord is saying? And it's not what he has given anyone else to do. Your talents, you know what the Lord has called you to do. There's grace to do it. And we need to trust him for that grace and do what he's given us to do. I'm here to encourage you this morning and say, stop comparing yourselves with others. Hear the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is it to you? Follow me. Let's walk in the freedom, the knowledge of that. And say, Lord, here I am. We're here to encourage you as a radio station, as fellow Christians, brothers and sisters in the Lord. We're not better, more holier. No. We struggle with the same sins, the same temptations, the same issues. But we need to say to each other, come, brother, come, sister. Let's not compare one another. What is it to you? Follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's keep our eyes focused on him daily, celebrating his grace in each other's lives, praying for his mercy, his grace in each other's lives, fixing our eyes daily, moment by moment, on following him. Are you willing to do that? Doing what he's called us to do? That we are to abide in him? And he will lead us, and he will guide us, and he will direct us. You, me, yes, you, you're right. You, me, our paths, our steps together in a way that brings him most glory. And so, Father God, we pray for this. Help us today, every one of us, Lord. Everyone who claims these precious words, Jesus is my Redeemer, Jesus is God, help us this day, Lord, to fix our eyes on you and follow you to do whatever you're calling us to do. Today, right here, right now. Not in some kind of reckless independence where we're not praying for each other and supporting each other and encouraging each other, but Lord, may it be so that we are praying for each other to follow you. and to do all that you are calling each one of us to do. That we are encouraging each other this morning towards that end, that keep all of our eyes fixed on you, Father. Lord, we pray specifically that you would deliver us from unhealthy comparisons. Unhealthy comparisons with others and certainly competing with each other. Lord, help us to rejoice in the grace that you have given each of us and to fully steward your calling in each of our lives as we encourage each other to follow you and your calling in each of our lives. We pray this, Lord, that in the process you would spin our lives however you want it in your wisdom, individually and together for your glory and your glory alone, Lord Jesus. Lord, even as we pray for the spread of the gospel, the good news in the South African nation, we're a nation desperately in need of the gospel. We've got so much pride, so much hatred, so much racism. The forces of darkness so hard at work, and here we are squabbling and comparing with one another. I pray, Lord, that as a nation, you'd help us each to play a unique part, Lord, a unique part, your calling on us this day to be that difference that we so desire to see. And we pray it in the precious and the beautiful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And all of God's children says amen and amen. I want to thank you for the opportunity to share God's word. What is it to you? You follow me. Let's not compare one another, but let's stand up for roll call this morning and say, here I am, Lord. Use me. Lord, the talents that you have given to me, here I am. And I want to thank you for the opportunity to share God's word with you.